Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk.
We're so glad that you're able to come over to be a part of our program today. And we got an exciting program today. We're going to be talking about some current events that on the program today. And I have with me my co-host, Bianca of Forbes. She's on the program with me today. And some of you may not know her. I know you know of me. And you've been asking me, when am I coming back? Well, it's not that I'm not trying to get back. It's just that I'm not an IT person, and sometimes you have to deal with the technical difficulties or they'll deal with you, and that's what's been happening. But we're working at it, and as we promised you, we plan to be consistent when we do come back on. But I want to welcome to you Miss Bianca, and she's going to be joining me today as we talk about some of the current events. Why don't you say hi to the people today, Ms. Bianca?
Good evening, everyone. I am Bianca Forbes, assisting Stan on his Blog Talk Radio show.
And, of course, there's lots to talk about. You know, I love to talk about current events, especially with Straight Talk. And, you know, in the news, it seems like President Trump, number 45, as he's called by many, he wasn't successful in trying to what it was in terms of repeal and replace. It seemed like something else took place. And as a matter of fact, I guess he got the jitters, and he literally called over there to the House and encouraged Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, to pull it, which meant that there was not even a vote. And the reason there was no vote was because the majority party, the Republican Party, they did not have the necessary votes to be able to repeal and to replace. So what does that say? I mean, come on. They ran on that platform. That was a promise they made to the people. Not that I myself wanted to see that happen, because let me tell you some of the devastating things that would have happened. If they were able to successfully repeal and to replace, do you not know that 24 million people who have health care would have been with no care at all? That is unacceptable. And I think, and those of you who know me, you know I'm a spiritual person, I believe that God intervened. Psalm 62:11 says that power belongs unto God. And I don't care how much these mad power-crazed individuals, and yes, that's President Trump, I don't care what they think, I feel that he intervened and they could not pull off what they thought they were able to do. What do you think about that, Bianca? What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that Trump nor his party were prepared. They made a promise that they couldn't deliver. And I'm actually personally happy that it didn't go through. Trump has been a lot of talk, and in his first 100 days, he hasn't been able to deliver most of the things that he promised, or not in an efficient way. Even his press secretary doesn't cover up his ideals and things that he wants to portray in a professional way, in my opinion. They're scrapping China's cover-up lies, trying to figure out a way to come across to the American people that they have it together, but they don't. Currently, Trump even came out with how he wants to scrap climate change rules to grow American jobs. How is that going to grow American jobs when that's already a job that people are working towards? He wants to try to change things that are in place for what?
I think you hit the nail right on the head, sister. You know, it's so true. You mentioned his press secretary. I tell you, what's his name? I hate to say it, but I think SNL put it right in its perspective. It seems like it's a joke to me because I've never seen a press secretary who's so argumentative with the journalists who are just trying to do their job. Their job isn't, from an investigative standpoint, is to try to get some facts. He's everything but that. He argues. As his most recent press conference, he literally told some of the journalists to stop shaking your head. I mean, who did this guy think he is? He think he's the hitman for the president or something in terms of trying to silence the press? I do not want to live in a society where you do not have free press. The press, can you imagine what this society would be like without the press? And I've just never seen so much control that exists from an administration. And they're trying their best to do all that they can do. So I think that these are some things that we need to talk about and think about. And we need to realize that that's just not going to exist. Also, too, what do you think about the next thing that's on the front burner is the meddling of Russia into the political affairs of America? And it seems like it has not only happened here, but over there in Russia itself. Now, check this out. Over a million young people, 30 and under, are literally protesting in the streets concerning the corrupt government of President Putin. Now, this here is something to watch. You must keep your eyes on it. You must not disregard that corruption is going to have its day, and the people is going to come to the place where they're going to say enough is enough. And that's what they're doing. As a matter of fact, one of the prime leaders over there, I can't recall his name right now, but they even arrested him as an example, to put him in jail for 15 days to try to make an example of the people, to silence the voice of the people. And it also seems like the intel chief who is trying to investigate the meddling of Russian into the affairs, he is doing everything he can to try to keep the president informed of this here concern. So there's a lot of things that are going on that we need to be aware about. But as we pay attention to it, I think sooner or later it's going to come out in a way that we just can't neglect it anymore. What's some things that's been on your heart that you want to be able to share, Ms. Bianca, about in current events?
Well, we actually have another person in here today that's on the line. I want to hear from him and what his thoughts are on current events. I'm going to introduce him. His name is Dennis Chandler. What do you think about what's going on with Trump?
Hello, everybody. My name is Dennis. Speaking just to some more of the current events, everybody's already familiar with the allegations of Trump getting himself involved in the election with Russia. So one of the things I'm more so concerned about is, you know, this has become such a big thing. And we all know that, you know, with Hillary and her email scandal, that it turned into such a big thing, which probably really just, you know, caused nothing but more of a white lash for voters to really vote for Trump. So when something like this comes out and then all of a sudden nothing is really being said or done except, you know, some of the courts really digging into Russia getting involved with the election, you kind of have to think to yourself, like, okay, well, where are all these supporters that were harping on Hillary as now they should be harping back as to what Trump is doing? And to follow up on what Ms. Forbes was saying earlier, you have to kind of think to yourself, okay, all these promises that he made, and we all know during election promises are always said to win. You know, that's what it is. It's a race with false promises. Yet these were promises that he held so dear, so valued, and then even during his inauguration, he stood very firm that he would get everything that he promised within 100 days. You know, let's go back to the old miners and the factories. Where are these factories that are being rebuilt? You know, let's go back to the car industry. Let's go back, you know, where these jobs are being built right back in America. You know, let's talk about resources that we can utilize in America. Let's talk about stop, you know, resourcing other third-party countries and different companies in different countries. Let's talk about that. I mean, we can go back and forth, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of his topics that he talked about in his first 100 days have just not been met. You know, it took Obama weeks, even years, before he even played his first game of golf. You know, he was so stressed out. And our 45th right now is already playing a round of golf in 2 weeks. What does that say about what he can handle?
Well, Dennis, you know, that's so profound what you said, because it's something that I've never seen so many young people that are really paying attention to what's going on. I mean, this guy has not wasted time. He has scared a lot of people. He's come out, and I'm just telling it like it is, because that's why we're called Straight Talk, because we want to be able to give it to you straight. But he's done some things. I mean, even we didn't even talk about the travel ban, where it caused so much chaos for people who have green cards trying to come back, have legitimate jobs here, couldn't even get back into the country because of the travel ban. And they're still working on trying to refine that to define just what that means and everything. But on the immigration front, a lot of people are really scared. And I've heard of reports where ICE have even gone where people who would report crimes and different things, they're hush mouth now because they're scared to even open up the doors. They're afraid they're going to be deported, and that has happened. So we see a lot of things that are going on the horizon. And, yes, the wall is starting to be built in the name of creating jobs and so forth. But there's only so much that you can do. It seems to me like you should try to familiarize yourself and love, and above all, try to have a cordial relationship with Congress instead of just trying to do everything, especially through your own party, which you found out that you couldn't do, and not even talking about the Supreme Court nominee, which is to face confirmation vote on April the 7th. And Mitch McConnell, who is the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, he said on Tuesday that the Senate would have a final vote on April the 7th on President Donald Trump's nominee, which is Neil Gorsuch. And he's already has received a lot of opposition to his confirmation. And this is something that is very important. A lot of people don't think about the power that the U.S. Supreme Court holds. But if this guy gets nominated, and somebody's going to be in that position, they have considerable power. They really do. And it's a lifetime position. You can't vote them out. It's a lifetime job that they have. If you think of Clarence Thomas, whoever, and others that are there, and they practically do what they want to do. But he just have moved so fast at such a fast speed to try to have his way. But I think that there's a problem when you try to exert yourself and you're full of pride. And as I stated earlier in the program, I really believe that from on high, I think God sent a signal to Trump that I can stop you right in your tracks, because for the first time, maybe you used to having people grant your wishes, but you were denied the opportunity to have something that you could say was an accomplishment. So what do we think people should do in terms of seeing some of the things that we've seen in the first week? Well, has it been 100 days yet?
No, it hasn't been 100 days. Today is day 68. So in these 68 days, we've seen not many promises met, but we have seen him tweeting. That seems to be something that he's very proficient at. And if that was the case, then he should have asked Twitter to work for them instead of running for the president of the United States, causing all this controversy. And the way he talks is not even in a professional way. And if it's really coming from him, it just speaks to his lack of professionalism. People who are presidents and CEOs of companies, they don't tweet their own tweets. They have people professionally write for them to try to portray a stand-up person, and clearly he's not. I mean, I guess the best thing he could do in these 68 days was try to meet with HBCU presidents, but even that, for historically black colleges and universities, to me was just a cover-up to try to seem as if he was doing something for the black community. So what is the money that he's giving these colleges? It's just to make sure that the bill goes straight to him, not that it goes through Congress. But it doesn't say that we're going to get equal amount. I went to HBCU. It doesn't say that we're going to get an equal amount that Harvard's going to get. That's what we want to hear. And he's not presenting that type of stuff. What's your take on it, Dennis?
So just as much as anything else in this country, you know, obviously, racial terrors have come across this country as of late. And, you know, one of the biggest, in my opinion, hypocrites of this has to be Donald Trump. I mean, you know, you're holding rallies in which you're saying, that's my African-American. Last time I heard, I don't think anybody would love to just be, you know, called outside their name. So, yes, that may be what we're classified as. But when you're speaking to the general public, especially when you have, help me out here. They are, when you have times when you are going through the election and you're having rallies, that's the word rallies, in which, you know, you're inciting riots within your own rallies. You're complaining about the riots that are coming to your rallies, but if we go, you're saying a lot of stuff, a lot of racial slurs, a lot of degradation inside your own rallies that are bringing up these riots outside of your own rallies. So here's my thing. Now you're trying to take back everything you've said, and even during some of the debates, what happens? He skips that question. What's going on? And the only city that he can handle talking about it is the crime in Chicago. I think everybody knows about the crime in Chicago, but what sort of areas are you looking to apply to fix? You know, what are you going to do specifically? You know,
better not be gentrification either.
Exactly. You know, not saying that anybody had the answers, but if you're going to skip around that question, you better have an answer. You know, and, you know, not to get too much far off topic here, but let's be honest. Just like a lot of people were saying, this was a white backlash. If you know anything about history, it'll tell you the same. I mean, look at after President Lincoln freed the slaves, you know, racial backlash after that. Tons of lynchings, tons of hangings after that. And then the president also got assassinated. And then you start talking about Richard Nixon during the Civil Rights Movement. You start talking about Southern strategy, right, that he implemented. Again, now you get into where we just had 8 years of Obama, which even after he got elected, there was a huge white backlash. And, you know, plenty of people, I mean, you're talking about, you know, personally myself, when you're growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood, you know, that causes racial terrors also, because now you start to see the true colors of people. The same thing happens this time. Now we have almost probably the biggest extreme white backlash person who could represent, you know, all those people, and Donald J. Trump, who basically incited all that ignorance and all that hate inside of people and used it to win this election. And to me, that's exactly what happened for the result of this election. It didn't matter what he said about women. It didn't matter what he said about race. He just incited the fear that racial communities were going to take over, and that's all he needed. Once he had that little trail, he ran with it.
And yes, indeed, he did run with it. And, you know, so many things were said. And by the way, if you're listening to the program, you can feel free. You don't have to just listen. You can call in. You can call us at 347-850-1598, 347-850-1598, and
one of our technicians will definitely put you in where you can hear your comment. But you said so many things, you know, especially in terms of the tweaking. I just don't understand that. This guy, it's like he gets up in the night, wakes up. I don't know what he does, but he uses that as a platform. Now, platforms are very important. But that's what we're doing. That's why we bring to you Straight Talk, and we're giving it to you straight from our heart. But, I mean, where is his decor of being presidential? It just seems like he says what he wants to say. He's scared to apologize or to retract anything. He's just off the hook. And it's something to be watched. Sister Bianca talked about he's got 60-something days in. And so, you know, with 40-something days yet to go, there's no telling what we may see. Now, another interesting point about this here is how he does his budget. Now, he has ran on the platform that he's a businessman, a successful businessman. And I admit he's got hotels here and there and everywhere. And, you know, to manage a hotel is not a small feat. But when you're dealing with a democracy, when you're dealing with the livelihood of people, it's totally different. And we see that this man has increased the military budget by 54%. Now, what in the world is he planning to do by increasing the military budget by such an astronomical amount? What is he planning on doing? We should all be concerned about this here. I don't think that we have to be the world's policeman. Why should we have to be the policeman of the world everywhere? And what do we think that we're trying to prove by being the number one military power in the world? Let me tell you something. China. That's right. China. This is not a myth. China has an army of 1 billion people. Now, that is amazing. So they can send 1 million people off to war like nothing. But 1 billion people, that's right. So we need to think about the escalation of this here and cutting off a lot of other things at the expense of the people. You know, Bianca, I want to ask you a question. One of the main things that he wanted to cut was Planned Parenthood. And I understand that Planned Parenthood does a lot of things for women, and but one of the big things was because of the, I guess it was the abortion issue was big. But why do you think it was such a big backlash on that? And if they were able to successfully repeal and to replace, that would have been gone as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I know that women, it's important as a woman to feel as if we have control over our bodies. Mm-hmm. So during President Trump's whole presidential campaign, he talked about grabbing women's genitals and making women feel inferior to men. But ironically, white women were the major ones who turned out to vote for him. So it's kind of an oxymoron that now he's willing to take all of these things away from them that they didn't care about before. And so when it comes to Planned Parenthood not only deals with abortions, it deals with the WIC system, which is for women with children. It deals with healthcare for women who have children, and I have a friend currently who is under that Planned Parenthood umbrella, which if that were to go away, she wouldn't be able to take care of her and her child and get the necessary groceries that she needs up until mm-hmm. then. So it comes with a lot of different things that people aren't aware of. People use the abortion thing because they're tying it back to religion or just simply morals. But aside from that, Planned Parenthood has so many other facets, like birth control, things that a lot of women use not just for, you know, preventative issues, but for, yeah, hormonal issues. So it's a lot of things that people didn't think were important to them, but are important now, now that they see all the things, even with the healthcare. If we go back to the healthcare, people weren't thinking about children or young adults being able to stay on their healthcare until 26. That wasn't important until now it's potentially being taken away. It's just stuff you have to think about when you're making rash decisions or important decisions like voting for your president.
Well said. And talking about in the area of cuts, not only is that a cut, but also he's cut also too in terms of some of the worst humanitarian crisis hits as Trump slashes even foreign aid. And he declared that three African countries that's on the brink of famine be cut in terms of their foreign aid to support them, and he threatened even to pull the United States from its historic role as the world's top emergency donor. I mean, this is a lot of things that is going on. It's not only just foreign aid, but it's also domestic. And then as Dennis brought out, how Trump even boldly said to the Chicago Police Union boss, what's going on with the violence in the city? If you're not going to do anything, then we're going to bring in the National Guard. We'll take care of it. Well, I'm going to say this here. I know the streets. I ran the streets. Before I was converted in terms of spirituality. And if you think some of these thugs out here today that go for bad going to just drive by and let you gangster them into not doing things, not that it's not out of hand. Don't get me wrong now. I'm not saying that we should not be concerned about it. And I'm from the Midwest. I know about the Chicago violence and everything. But I tell you, that's going to be, you think about some urban warfare, when that hits, I hope it never comes down to that, because I'm not saying that there's not enough weaponry like Ferguson to be able to deal with it, but we plan on doing that in a way of being very much concerned. Well, we're so glad that you was able to be on Straight Talk today listening to us, and we'll be able to want you to know that you can come our way. Feel free, again, if you have any concerns, give us your concerns by calling us at 347-850-5098, and we'll stay in tune. Have a wonderful day, and remember that it's not what affects you, but it's the outlook that makes the difference.